Betty Lockery Hoag on April 13th, 1965, interviewing the artist Anton Blazek in my own home in Los Angeles. Mr. Blazek has very kindly brought along many examples of his paintings and his ceramics and his sculpture to show me, and it's been a great treat this afternoon. He's also brought many things that we can microfilm for the archives, for which we're most grateful. I would like to check the spelling first, Mr. Blazek. It's A-N-T-O-N. Mm-hmm. And do you use the middle initial or name?
Well, not always. James is the middle name.
But, and James.
Mm-hmm.
And Blazek is spelled,
yes,
B-L-A-Z-E-K.
B-L-A-Z-E-K, uh-huh.
Now, and there's a better pronunciation.
Well, if you can say Blazek, I believe I told you over the phone that in the real pronunciation, the Czech pronunciation, it would be Blažek. That would be an accent on the Z, making it Blažek, and with the without the accent, it's Blazek.
Blazek, good. And before we go on, I want to say that Mr. Blazek's sister, Mrs. May, is with us in the living room, and we probably will ask her some questions too. So it's the third voice that may come into the tape.
Thank you, Mrs. Hoag. It's a very pleasure to have come into your home. It's a very wonderful, warm home, and I know it's just loaded with wonderful feeling about art because you're a person that has lived art. Your mother has painted art, and your son appreciates art, and your husband appreciates art. So I know that you have spent a wonderful lifetime in art.
Well, thank you. We certainly have enjoyed the artists, and
I'm especially
delighted to do you today because you're so gifted in so many interesting fields we want to talk about, and ceramics and,
well, thank you,
paintings on aluminum, which you made your own medium and made a place for in the repertoire of American art. It's most interesting, and I hope later you'll tell us about that.
Well, thank you.
First of all, I want to ask you where you were born and when. Do you want to tell us?
Yes, huh? I was born in 1902. Hrpnik, I believe. H-O-R-P. E. E-P, I'm sorry. H-O-R-E-P. N-I-K. N-I-K.
And how do you pronounce that?
Hrpnik.
Hrpnik. Czechoslovakia.
Uh-huh. It has probably an accent, but I don't know. I'm really not that good, and I should in my own tongue, because we spoke at home while mother was living. We always spoke the Czech.
Yes.
And so that I was better at it, probably.
Well, you must not have lived there very long, because you have no trace of an accent.
Well, I think I was a little over four when we came to this country. Mm-hmm. We all came to this country in 1907, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Came to America. And my father had come the year before, in 1906. And it really is amusing in a way, because when my father came in 1906, and he had learned that women here, of course, have sort of more rights than they do in Europe,
mm-hmm,
he thought of coming back, you know. And my mother wrote and told him, she says, well, if you do come back, why, we might pass each other on the ocean, because I'm determined to go to America.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
So
she wanted those rights.
Yes, that's right. Well, you know, he probably sold her a bill of goods.
Yeah.
And she bought it. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing she did. Mm-hmm. We're so thankful, really, you know, that we were able to come to America when we did. Because look at the two wars there. Mm-hmm. And so it would have been, well, I don't know whether we would have been able to live together as we did. We probably would have been separated.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we had a wonderful life. That is, my mother lived with us until 1963, mm-hmm, January the 7th, when she did pass on. And
was your father an artist too?
No, he was a wonderful cabinet maker.
Oh.
Yes, he was a wonderful, gifted man. And without any, now my brother, both my brothers loved water. And my sister's husband, he was a fiend about water. And they got to talking one day about these boats, you know, just ordinary small wooden boats, mm-hmm, you know, something that they could put a motor on the back of. Well, my father